got questions, they've got answers. Invest 30 minutes with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and you'll know how to invest your money in your home. This is Your Home, Your Money, brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors.
Good morning. This is Art Blanchett from Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. Bill Quigley isn't here at this time, and I'm handling this special HomeSmart Media Alert. And that's what we're going to call these things, HomeSmart Media Alerts. So you can be smart about your home, about your money, and about your investments. All right. Now, you know we are not big fans of online lenders. We do not believe in the practices that they engage in. We do not like the things that they do. And we are very unhappy with how they handle themselves with regard to the consumer. Well, we've got this new article that just came in from Originator Times, which was really for loan officers, loan originators. But we thought we'd bring this to light just to show you exactly what is going on. Now, in this article entitled LendingTree Sued for Unfair Business Practices and False Advertising. Ooh, what a surprise that an online lender would do that. The Orange County, California Superior Court, in a class action lawsuit, alleges that LendingTree diverts LendingTree.com leads to its subsidiary, which conducts business under the name LendingTree Loans without any competition. So you've heard that phrase, when lenders compete, you win. Well, they're not competing, apparently, at least according to the California Superior Court. Now, the suit further claims that the loans originated by LendingTree Loans are originated at inflated prices based on the false representation that competition for the business has occurred among lenders. Of course, LendingTree is going to defend these allegations vehemently. And their spokeswoman, Rebecca Anderson, said, quote, LendingTree provides consumers with multiple loan officers from either retail or wholesale lenders, and we experience customer satisfaction of over 90%. The suit is without merit, and LendingTree intends to defend against it vigorously. Well, I don't know about that. All I know is this is the news, and I know that this would not be the first time an online lender would be accused of manipulating the public. Now, whenever you have the opportunity to feather your own nest in business, it takes a great deal of integrity to not do so. Of course, no one is regulating these guys. They regulate them from the mortgage end, you know, from RESPA and all that, but from the advertising end and how they represent themselves, it is up to the consumers many times to defend themselves. Now, I don't think that LendingTree, whether they're right or they're wrong in this, whether or not they did it, and I have my own opinion, is alone in this. If you recall AmeriQuest Mortgage being accused of a similar type of situation earlier this year. Actually, it was late last year, but they made apologies in the Super Bowl. They took out an ad that said, don't believe everything you read or hear. They took out full-page ads in US Today and other major publications citing the same thing. Wait till the facts come in. And then shortly thereafter, they settled for $325 million in claims without admitting guilt. This is a settlement to the government. And they did nothing to say that we're sorry, we made these mistakes, we did it. They just said, we're not guilty, but we're going to give away $325 million. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're not born yesterday. It reminds me when Michael Jackson was accused a few years ago of improprieties with a young man, and his family was going to make some things public. And Michael said, I didn't do anything, but here's $12 million for your trouble. Well, I'm glad Michael didn't do anything in that case, and no one will ever know. However, AmeriQuest selling for $325, the lawsuit going on with LendingTree, and just right here, I got another one for you. In ARP magazine, they got an online magazine and they have a publication. You know, ARP is that AARP for senior citizens, and naturally I'd have to lie for about my age to get this. But ARP has come up with their own little publication, and they also cite these types of examples. And here's another one, just a little blurb. It says $60 million settlement with First Alliance Mortgage Company. The settlement, awaiting approval by federal court, is expected to return $2,500 to $3,300 each to, get this number, 18,000 First Alliance borrowers in 18 states in the District of Columbia. Again, I don't know the details of the case, if they admitted guilt or not, but this is something I think we all need to be aware of. So if you're looking for someone to do your mortgage for your home purchase, for your refinance, if you've been in a bankruptcy and need to get a home or want to get a home, if you've been in quite a few different situations that are good or bad, deal with somebody you trust. You know, locally, actually we're licensed in about 45 states now, but Your Home, Your Money works with Capital Mortgage Advisors. That's really us. Your Home, Your Money is the name of the show. And we have a very stringent procedure when dealing with our clients. So it may not be us, but find somebody that you trust, somebody you want to work with, and get the truth. All right, this is Art Blanchett. Bill Quigley will join us another time with a Home Smart Media mortgage alert, or a Home Smart Media alert, and you've been privy to the very first one. Now, thank you very much for joining me, and we hope to talk to you again about things that are relevant to your home, your money.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.